Okay, welcome to my channel. Well, I have to say, before I start any of this video, right, I just have to say that the Singapore property market is very boring lah. Okay. Sorry, but guys, seriously speaking, I feel that the market is already in a very stagnant, a very slow motion. Nothing much is happening to the market. Nothing is moving in like a big way, or I don't know how to explain to you, but if you really ask me, hey Aaron, so how the property market will it crash? The thing is, it won't crash lah. Aaron, the property market will go up or it won't go up also lah. Aaron, so what is happening? Nothing, oh, really nothing. Okay, so but I have to say that as usual, as that statement that I always say is that those that move will continue to move. Those that don't move means don't move, okay? Your price wrong also don't move. Just very simple, okay? Because there is a lot of things that I'm going through every day in the property market. Whether is it a $1 million HDB flat, whether is it condos that cannot sell off, whether is it old HDB flat that's above $1 million, or people like my friends trying to get their first house, or people trying to ask me, hey, what is it to upgrade and whatsoever, okay? Okay, so let's cut the crap, okay? I have to thank Straits Times, okay? Or maybe I have to thank the Singapore government for giving me property topics to do this time. So for this topic today, we're going to talk about some of the things that happened, okay? This week, I think, is an interesting week, lah. Interesting week, but a boring property market. Okay, why do I say so? First of all, the latest one is the 20th September. Okay, mine is Business Times lah, because I unsubscribe to Straits Times. The reason is because I feel that the Business Times news they have more property related news. You know, it's not that Straits Times don't have, but there's some that Business Times have, Straits Times don't have. Okay. So the first one is, let's talk about this 99-1. Okay, this 99-1 has been discussed many times, and I already told you already, the 99-1 and the 99-1 decoupling, it's different. It's different that like, oh, I take 99, my wife take 1, then later on my wife sell it to me. It is a totally different thing, okay? So this article actually explained that it's different. So first of all, let me share with you what is this article about. So to cut it short, they talk about this mother and son face charges for giving false and misleading information to IRAS during the audit of cases in 99-1. So what happened is this 56 years old and this 26 years old means the mother and the son, okay, they face 5 charges. They are Singaporeans. They bought a condo, Water Gardens at Canberra. This is the Sembawang, the 5-story high one, okay. What happened is the son bought under his name, then subsequently sold a 1% share of the property to his mother. Okay, so you all understand already, that's how 99-1, that's the 99-1 that the government is checking on. Let me repeat this again. He subsequently sold a 1% share of the property to his mother. After he bought this property on his own name, he sell 1% to his mother. That's the 99-1 that the government is auditing about. Okay, so first of all, we have to understand why he do that first, okay? IRAS commend this audit into the transaction in 2023. During the audit, he asked Tan why he did not purchase the property jointly with Ng from the outset. So means why at the start you don't go and buy with your mother? Why must you buy a loan and sell 1% to your mother? So looking at this information, right, IRAS says that due to the misleading information given to IRAS and incomplete WhatsApp messages, right, IRAS basically they are all handed 5 charges each for allegedly comprising to conspire piracy, means like together they try to bluff the government by providing misleading information as response to IRAS. Okay, so first of all, they do that. Okay, from my understanding of the Singapore property market is because, first of all, I buy this house solely. I may not be able to take a loan. I may not be able to take enough loan. So later on, they subsequently try to sell 1% to the mother so that the mother's name inside already. Then by doing that, right, they don't pay the full ABSD. So it's wrong, lor, because you only pay 1% ABSD. Because in this situation, the mother should have already had one property. So by right, the mother is buying the second property at 1% only. So by doing that, the mother only pay 1%. Which actually is why IRAS say that it is not correct, you know, because under the law, you should be paying the full ABSD and not 1% of the ABSD. But they do that, right, is because they want to. Technically, lah, they do that is because once they sell this to the mother pays the 1% ABSD. First of all, the mother pay lesser ABSD. First of all, this is wrong already. Number two, by doing that, then they can borrow the money. Borrow the, either they can borrow more money or they can get the loan they want. Okay, that is how, from my understanding, lah, that's how people do it, okay? So this is not correct. First of all, I must already tell you that it's not correct. They have been auditing this since 2023, according to this article. Then, okay, IRAS says that if they determine tax avoidance have taken place, it will recover the rightful amount of stamp duty from the buyer and may impose a 50% surcharge of the ABSD payable. So, and they say this, there is no statutory time limit for stamp duty audit. Means they can audit you even if it's 10, 20, 30 years. As long as they found that there's a tax avoidance that has taken place. Correct? Is that what I mean? If it's wrong, then please tell me again in the comment. Because they put there is no statutory time limit for stamp duty audit. So let me know if I'm correct. Comment below. Okay? So, this is how it happens. This is the 99 one that the government is auditing. And over here, the government also says that they have been going through 166 cases involving this 99-1 or similar arrangement to Dodge ABSD. And about 60 million, go and calculate, 166 cases, 60 million. Means, let me go and do a calculation. 60 million, let's take it as they recover 60 million, so they investigate 166. If all 166 is wrong, well, it means each case have to pay up to 361,000 ABSD plus penalty. Okay, so it's a big amount of money. Okay, so this is the way this 99-1 arrangement. So this is the 99-1 arrangement. Okay, I don't want to keep nagging at it. It's not your I buy 99 and my wife buy one. It's not. Okay, this is the 99-1. This is the correct 99-1. Not the correct lah. This is the 99-1 that the IRAS is catching. Not the one where I buy a house and I put 1% and my wife put 99. Okay, it's not that. Okay lah. So that's it lah. So this is one of the article that happened and IRAS. Want to give you a warning that they are still checking and don't try to bluff them because they will hand you more charges besides the 50% subcharge and recovering the ABSD, they will still charge you. The next interesting thing that happened, okay, I talk about this because they are interesting. If you see some of the article like what this land sold for, how much land for, sold for how much, to me that's not interesting. That's boliao, you know, boliao, okay. Well, so the second thing that's interesting, okay, which also fly around in some of my chat group. And I think this is not the... Is this the first time? I don't know. I think it's not common that it happens. But this time, it happens. So if you know, right, the land bid in Singapore has been quite low. So actually, some of the people ask me, hey, Aaron, why nowadays no en bloc? I explained to you, lor. You imagine the land bid already so low. Low until like that. You think en bloc will succeed, man? Cannot, lah. That's what the government wants to do, ma. The government throw more lands... So that developers go and bid for the land and don't need to go through the en bloc process. It's easier to build from scratch than to hack and build again. Okay, I don't know if you all understand or not. But going through an en bloc process is not easy because I've been involved in en bloc for a couple of years. It's really tough. Okay, so this is the second interesting news. Jurong Lake District tender for mega site not awarded as $640 PSF PPR bid. Is too low. Okay, this group that bidded comprised of CapitaLand, CDL, Fraser Property, Mitsubishi Estate, Misu, Fudasan, Asia, they have placed two bids on this massive mixed plot. The government's ambitious plan to create a Singapore second central business district in Jurong East has hit a snag. That is the first sentence. Amazing, right? Okay. So what happened is they tried to tender for this 6.5 hectare site close that is closed on the March 26th with a sole bidder that submit two concept proposals to the government. So what happened is eventually, to make it simple, the government feels that the site tender price is too low, okay, because the tender price was 6888.9 per square meter, which works out to 640 per square foot per plot ratio, which is pretty low lah, which is pretty low. But the whole piece of land is actually very expensive. The whole piece of land, the whole plan, the price tag for the land, total whole land, is $2.5 billion. Anyway, this announcement only came after 6 months after the tender closed. So 6 months after the tender closed, the government did their risk assessment, looked at the proposal and whatsoever, and still didn't give this land away at 640 per square foot PPR. So these two things is the most interesting thing that happened in the property market this week. Besides that, I think the rest very boring. Like got one I saw, they say what, rental string in August. I don't know if y'all watch my video enough, but I told you already, rental season is January, end year, start year, and mid year. So when June the rental went up, to me it's no big deal. It's like that one, it will go up one. Then August, now the rent, it's not rental season, so it start to go down. You want rental season? Okay, you wait another November, December. Rental season will come back again. Then they keep talking about developer news home sales string to the lowest of the August in 17 years. Okay, so first of all, there's not a lot of new launch going on already. That's number one. Number two, if there's no launch, then of course new launch sales is low lah. That's how I see the news. I don't know if I see the news article the same way as consumer, but to me, all this news is bo liao lah. Because if there's not a lot of new launch, then of course the sales number is low lah. So as of now, I don't see any like OCR big mega project that is launching. So if there's no big OCR mega project that's launching, there won't be any volume. When there's no volume, then of course new launch sale is low. You know, that's at least what I feel. Okay, so besides that, there's nothing much to the property market already. I feel that this year is going very fast. And if you are hoping that I will talk about the 0.5 cut, which is the 50% point cut on the Fed cutting the interest rate, I won't talk about it. Why? Because to me, interest rate in Singapore before this 0.5% has already been cut. So now, if I'm not wrong, I saw the package is about 2.75, 2.8, fixed 2 years or something. So to me, it's already very low. Will it go lower? I think it may go lower, but by a little bit. Do I expect something below 2% by next year? Actually, I don't. I frankly tell you all, I don't. The lowest I think it will go will float around maybe 2.5, 2.6%. That's it. I don't see how the mortgage rate will drop a lot in the time to come. So to me, this year is a very boring property year. A lot of things has flattened. There's already difficulty in selling in a lot of units. I'm very sure a lot of sellers understand the position. Of course, some of the unit is still very hot. You put in the market, I still sell units off within 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But I have units that cannot sell off within 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, still cannot sell. Which is very normal because this is a normal market situation. So in the next 2 weeks to come, we will see October, which is the last quarter. And actually, I already know what will happen in the last quarter. And I already know, not that I already know, I already have a feel about what will happen in the last quarter, and I already have a feel what will happen next year. So I will share more in my next few videos so that I don't need to talk so much in every video. Okay, so I need to go for viewing already. Okay, so that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. If you got any comments, leave your comments below. I will try to reply you. It's not easy to do videos, so I hope you can just give me a like and subscribe, and it's free. And bye bye.